Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. They've designed must-have travel styles for when you need to jet. The lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit makes these shoes some of the most packable styles ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Take the Superlight Tree Runner on your next adventure. Its cushy, lightweight foam midsole supports every step, and the extra outsole traction gives you the grip to just go for it. The eucalyptus fiber upper adds next-level breathability to keep you going all day. Plus, the Superlight Tree Runner is comfortable and ready to go right out of the box. So, what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
The city council okays legal action against Mayor Adams as the housing voucher feud continues. It's Friday, February 9th, and this is your New York Daily News. Friday's forecast called for partly cloudy skies in New York City, with a high near 52 and a low near 39. Before today's top story, city and FDNY inspectors shut down a Queens scooter business that was building dozens of fire-prone lithium-ion batteries, and not a moment too soon as the batteries began to ignite as firefighters removed them, officials said Thursday. Firefighters hosed down the batteries as they were being taken from Wilson's e-scooter shop on Queens Boulevard. 18 people died and 150 were injured in lithium-ion battery fires in New York City in 2023. So far this year, no battery blaze fatalities have been reported. Wilson's e-scooter built batteries with cannibalized parts and material from other batteries, the fire department said. Officials labeled their hybrid products Frankenstein batteries. And City Council Speaker Adrian Adams rejected calls Thursday for her chamber to tweak New York City's sanctuary status, saying she has no plans to do so, while accusing voices on the political right of recently mischaracterizing the practical implications of the decades-old immigration rule. The rule, which bars the city from using municipal government resources to help federal authorities carry out most forms of immigration enforcement, landed in the headlines after police said two NYPD officers were assaulted in Times Square by a group of migrants last month. After the suspects were set free without bail, local Republicans pounced, blaming the sanctuary status law for their releases. Adding to the debate, Mayor Adams said earlier this week he would love to entertain allowing more cooperation with the feds on immigration enforcement, though he argued any such move would likely need to be cleared by the city council, as it would involve altering local law. At a press conference at City Hall on Thursday afternoon, Speaker Adams poured cold water on the possibility of the council tweaking the sanctuary law. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
The City Council empowered Speaker Adrian Adams on Thursday to take legal action against Mayor Adams over his refusal to implement a set of new housing voucher laws. But the Speaker played coy on what exactly comes next. Thursday's procedural step came in the form of a resolution authorizing the Speaker to pursue legal action on behalf of the full Council to compel the Mayor to implement the laws, which are designed to expand access to City FEPs, a voucher program subsidizing rent for low-income New Yorkers. The measure breezed through the council in a voice vote with overwhelming support. With the resolution adopted, the speaker wouldn't say what form any legal action against the mayor will take, though, or when it might be initiated. There has been no final decision yet on any legal action, she told reporters, but this maintains our ability to keep our options open. That's what the resolution does. Among other provisions, the laws in dispute would expand access to city FEPs by eliminating a rule requiring that otherwise income-eligible individuals must enter a homeless shelter before they can apply for a voucher. By scrapping that rule, Council Democrats have argued the city can prevent more New Yorkers from becoming homeless. The council enacted the laws last summer by overriding the mayor's vetoes of them. Nonetheless, the mayor didn't implement the laws by a legally mandated January 9th deadline, arguing the city can't shoulder the added cost that would come with them. After Thursday's resolution vote, Adams spokeswoman Kayla Mamalek reiterated that argument, saying this legislation will add $17 billion onto the backs of our taxpayers, a figure council Democrats argue is exaggerated. The speaker's reluctance to talk about what exactly her next step will be on the legal front comes as others are also mulling court action over the city FEPS matter. The Legal Aid Society, which by law represents the city's homeless population, said last month it would file a lawsuit against the mayor to force him to implement the city FEPS laws. At the time, a council spokesman said the speaker was eyeing legal action too, and that it wasn't clear whether she would bring her own lawsuit or join Legal Aid's filing. A spokesman for the Legal Aid Society declined to comment after Thursday's vote. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com. Code SUPER24.